You are listening to the Mother of All Talk Shows podcast with George Galloway.
As we know, because we've covered it regularly, both here and on my TV show Sputnik, the killer of poor Harry Dunn was an American intelligence operator called Anne Sokoulas. She drove out of what is laughably described as an RAF base, but is in fact a nest of American spies, drove up the road on the wrong side of the road and killed poor Harry, and then fled the country, falsely claiming diplomatic immunity. And although the United States is mad keen on the extradition of Julian Assange, and some of them are even mad keen on the extradition of Prince Andrew, they have steadfastly refused any political or legal move to force Anne Sokoulas to come back to Britain to face the music. One man, more than any other, has been the indefatigable spokesman for the family of poor Harry. He's Rad Saiger, and he joins us now. Rad, thank you. This could be the last time that we talk, because you've reached a settlement with the US, or with Sokoulas. I don't know which. Maybe you can tell us. Is that the end? No justice for Harry, but at least a settlement for his suffering family.
George, very good evening to you. It's good to be with you as always. So just to remind your viewers and listeners, there are two separate legal cases ongoing, and they are distinct and separate from each other. So the first one is the civil case, which Harry's parents have brought against Mrs. Sokoulas personally for civil damages in the United States, what you and I might call a personal injury case. That is the case that was resolved this week. I cannot go any further than that word, resolved. But that case has absolutely nothing to do whatsoever with the separate criminal case, which the Crown Prosecution Service here in the UK remain intent on bringing against Mrs. Sokoulas. And we are very confident this evening that that is exactly what is going to happen. So the resolution of the civil case has absolutely nothing to do with the ongoing criminal case against her.
Now, the DPP has tried but failed so far. Why do you say this evening there's a better chance that they might now succeed?
We knew instinctively, George, when President Biden came into power in January, that he was going to reverse President Trump's decision. He's spoken frequently about the fact that nobody is above the law, that human rights are important, and we knew he had been through a similar tragedy himself. And sure enough, George, over the following weeks and months, we began to hear from officials in the FCDO that the decision was going to be reversed. And you'll remember, George, on the eve of G7 and on the first day of G7, Harry Dunn dominated the agenda because Boris announced to the world that the path to justice had been cleared by President Biden. And so ever since early June, we've simply been waiting to hear from the Crown Prosecution Service, whose case it's in their hands, as to when and how that prosecution is going to be brought. So for us, it's no longer a question of if, but how and when. And obviously, George, you'll appreciate this. I have almost daily contact with officials both in London and Washington. And I wouldn't have the temerity to come onto your wonderful show tonight and mislead the audience. We are. There's no doubt in our mind that that is what is now going to happen.
What are the various forms, Rad, in which it could happen? One is obviously her returning to face a British court. Are there any other more creative forms? Could this case somehow be heard in the United States, or like the Lockerbie case held at The Hague? I mean, what are the different options?
Well, look, let me answer that in two respects. And you know, I'm a lawyer, but I'm also a family friend of Harry's. The parents are 200 yards up the road this evening. So let me, from a legal perspective, George, I believe that they are looking at alternative ways of bringing this prosecution. We've all heard talk in the past about there being a remote process, as you've described. I believe that might be a legal first if it were to happen. But what I've counseled the family over the last few weeks on is, look, we are victims, or the family are victims of a very serious crime. What we must do now, we are not the prosecutors. We must now take a step back from the process. We know the path to justice is clear, and let's let the Crown Prosecution Service do their work without pressure from me or the British government or the great British public. And they will undoubtedly make their announcement in due course. So I can't answer your question this evening because I don't know what is being planned. But what all I can tell you is that they remain absolutely intent on prosecuting the right person for the right offense. Now, look, the Americans have made it clear that she's not going to be physically extradited. But look, I simply think now that the path to justice has been cleared, let's wait for the CPS to make their announcement, which we hope will be coming very soon.
Very soon, we hope so. What are you going to do when this is all over, Rad? You've fought this campaign so magnificently. Just as a family friend, you fought it. Nobody hired you. You're not a professional at these things. What's going to happen for Rad Saiger when this is over?
George, it's so kind of you to think of me, and thank you for that. As you can imagine, this has taken a huge toll on my life, my family's life. But I don't really think about myself because 200 yards up the road, there's a family whose lives have been utterly destroyed, not only through the loss of their beautiful son, but the way the U.S. government have treated them. So what we have a saying on Team Harry, which is we just live in the moment. We take it hour by hour. Look, George, I don't mind telling you that over the coming weeks and months, when this is done, I'm going to have to take myself away and have a bit of a rest because it isn't easy taking on the United States government. They
Tell me
had a
about
plan. Their playbook was to sweep this family under the carpet and for you all to have never heard of them. And it's taken every ounce of my energy and strength to wrap my arms around them and say, no, you do not get to kill one of my friends and walk away. But thank you for thinking of me. I'll continue to put the family's interests first, and then I'll look after myself once they're sorted out.
Luckily, there's more than a few ounces of your courage and strength, Rad Saiger. Thanks for joining us, as always, on the Mother
Thank you,
of
George.
All Talk Shows. Downloads of the podcast, huge numbers are downloading this week's highlights in the UK and in the US, but also in countries like Japan, India, Denmark, Saudi Arabia, you probably get executed for that, Korea, Switzerland, the UAE, and Hong Kong in China. Thank you for all the great reviews you've been leaving on Apple Podcasts, and including this one. In British politics, Mr. Galloway stands as the last bastion of sense. Like a fine wine, he gets better with age. I have been a fan of his since 2002. I would recommend anyone to listen to him. The best podcast around. Thank you very much indeed. That was a touching testimony. Thank you so much. If you do listen, give a five-star review. Why don't
you? You are listening to the Mother of All Talk Shows podcast with George Galloway.